Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on right now? I'm talking with Anders from In Flames. They're currently on tour. They just played Louder Than Life Festival. They're currently on tour, a big ass tour right now.
We're out. We have Fit for an Autopsy, Orbit Culture, and Vended with us. And this tour runs another 4 days. And then we're going to go over with our friends in Meshuggah and do that tour. And that's a couple of weeks. And then we have another tour coming up right after that with Upon a Burning Body, Darkest Hour, and Hammerhead, I think.
Like last year, I was looking forward to seeing you guys play the big festival with Megadeth and Lamb of God. Unfortunately, you know, things were still at the tail end of opening up and stuff. How's it feel to be back in the U.S. Playing these big festivals, man?
Amazing. I mean, playing shows in general is awesome. And, you know, be out here. We missed our family, our fans, and everyone, you know, just... Yeah. I've done this my whole grown-up life, and all of a sudden you can't do it for 2 years. It's just, it's weird, you know, but it feels great. I mean, we were fortunate to be able to go on the second leg of that metal tour, and that was a lot of fun. And prior to that, we did an UK tour, and now we're out on this. So, you know, going from no touring to a lot of touring, it's great, you know. We missed it.
Was that in your adult life, was that the longest you've gone without, you know, playing shows?
Yeah. This is all I've done for, I don't know, how many years now, like 25, 27. I don't know. So, yeah.
So the new album, which is going to be coming out February, it's called Foregone. It's your 14th studio album. Was this a product of the pandemic? Did you guys hunker down and work on this? Or was this something that was already in, you know, production or?
No, I mean, it's definitely the pandemic fueled the fire, so to speak. The frustration and not being able to take part in this. And I mean, Björn and I, we live on the opposite sides of Sweden, right? He lives in Gothenburg, I live in Stockholm. So we couldn't meet either. And we want to be in the same room when we create our music. We don't want to send files back and forth. It doesn't feel right, you know. We thrive on each other's energies, you know. So towards the end of last year, we went to US after the restrictions. We were able to go to US. And so this is late November. And then we went there just to start up again a little bit, you know, to get a feel for where we want to take this album. And then we started recording for real. And we wrote and recorded the album for real in LA in between February and March this year. So no, we didn't write anything during the pandemic at all. It's just frustrated to see where the world was heading and not able to take part in this, what we love, you know.
What did you do to stay sane and stay busy?
I bought a lot of old synths, analog. Cool. I wrote an album. I created a project called If Anything Suspicious, which is more like ambient soundtracky stuff, which is just instrumental. So I did that instead. So
interesting. Wow, that's cool. It kept you, you know, down in the basement creating something, right?
Yeah, and I mean, definitely. You know, I built a studio in my house and just
same here.
Started writing music just to keep sane, really. And it wasn't like it was meant to be released either. But after a while, and talking to a few people, they were like, "We should release it," and so I did. And there it is.
That's awesome. So what can you tell us about the album, man? We've heard the singles, but it's a ways out. The album, obviously, February of 2023. What can you tell us about the record, man?
It's awesome. That's my opinion.
Okay. Nah, but,
I mean, we decided pretty early on that we wanted to have something that was a little bit more guitar up front, drums more, you know, a little bit more aggression. But then, and we just poured all this, not being able to tour, not see each other for a couple of years onto tape, so to speak. We don't record to tape, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it's a perfect mix of the past and the present, you know, and it's, I mean, the songs that we released so far, you know, it's a indication of what will happen, but we don't only have like fast songs. There, I mean, if you know In Flames, there's a lot of dynamics involved in the music, but I think production wise and all that, it's the best thing we've done for years, you know, but I mean, I'm supposed to say that anyway,
sure.
But that's how it feels. I feel it's a very good representation of what you know about In Flames and maybe a little bit where we're heading, you know?
Yeah, man. And you guys are, you know, heading back to Nuclear Blast. You guys are back on the label that a lot of people, you know, first got their first taste of In Flames with Nuclear Blast. How's that feel to be back with Nuclear Blast and part of that family again?
I mean, of course, it's great. They gave us the chance in the beginning when we were young and naive and had no idea what we're doing. So it feels really good. And they let us do whatever we want. They don't get into the studio and tell us to do this and that, and you know, we've done our part. Now it's up to them to deliver, so to speak. But I mean, feels great. It feels right, you know.
Best way to handle In Flames is to give you a budget and step away, right?
Yeah.
You guys do your thing.
I mean, we've been like that since the early days. It's like record labels and managements can't say what we do musically, you know. That's what we do, but then they do their job. I don't want to tell them what to do either, so it's totally equal respect in that field.
So, you know, 14 albums in, like, what keeps you motivated, man? What keeps you like
the passion for music? I mean, it's I love this, you know. Yeah. And definitely with the pandemic, it's I guess a lot of bands, I can't speak for everyone else, but I think in my mind, at least, that we took this for granted, you know.
Yes.
It was just a going thing, like do an album tour and people come out and be there, and all of a sudden it was not there. So that we realized, most of us, I guess, that's, you know, it's we can't take this for granted, and we shouldn't take people for granted either. So it's very important to be out here now and show people that how much they mean to us, because without our audience, we're nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely,
man. And you know, I'm kind of curious about where, you know, you kind of first got inspiration to like really get, you know, the confidence to step up to the microphone. Like who was your, you know, inspiration when you were a kid?
So I had no confidence really at all. So we were a bunch of dudes in my neighborhood that listened to, you know, metal music together and went to shows, and all of a sudden, you want to take part, right? You want to become part of the scene. So we decided like we should form a band in a way. And I was away on some vacation, and the guys, when I got back from the vacation, they formed the band, and they were supposed to have their first rehearsal. But the singer didn't show up, right?
Okay.
So I said, let me try, you know. And
yeah,
I, of course, I couldn't, but that was the only position that was available. And I haven't changed my mind since. So yeah, that was, you know, a lucky break, or, you know, just a time in life where, you know, we're at the crossroads in a way, you know.
And then,
if I didn't tag along to that first rehearsal, I don't think I would be here today. So
what would you be doing? What do you think? Would you get into the trades? Would you be a blacksmith? What would you be doing?
No, I went to school to become an architect.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's awesome. That was my passion. Draw houses and neighborhoods and plan all the roads and all that. So
yeah.
But definitely draw.
Nice. Right on. Well, so, you know, during a frustrating time like the pandemic, when you kind of went inward and you wrote this synth album, if you wanted to pick up an album because you're having a really frustrating day, what's an album that you can reach for that's like a, whether it's a positive album to clear your head or something heavy to unleash, you know, something? What's an album you can always reach for on a hit day?
Alice in Chains, Dirt.
Yes.
Or Downward Spiral, Nine Inch Nails. That's something. Or if I'm like, you know, I've been listening to a lot of like the death metal that I grew up listening to, like the early, like, you know, early death stuff. You know, Obituary, D-Side, Autopsy, like, and some Swedish stuff, like the first Entomb stuff and Dismember, all that stuff. And Merciless, one, a Swedish band that are probably not known all over the planet, but they're amazing. Their first Awakening is just a masterpiece. I love it.
It's kind of crazy right now to see like this really healthy underground death metal scene that's like taking so much influence from, you know, all of those bands you just announced, like, or you just mentioned. Like, it's crazy to see like such a real rebirth in this underground death metal scene. Pretty awesome.
I think it's healthy. That's the way we move the music forward, you know, and it passes from generation to generation. And I mean, we stole stuff from Iron Maiden, you know, when we started.
Yeah.
And, you know, Creator and those bands, like, we were, I mean, while we were listening to death metal, we were, you know, influenced by German speed metal and new wave of British heavy metal and stuff like that. And I mean, now, many years later, it's not strange that younger bands take inspiration, you know, from where we came from, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's awesome. I think it's cool. I mean, it's amazing.
If you were to have your own radio show, what are some artists you would make sure to play? Would you try to go kind of moody with some synth stuff? Would you play some ambient stuff? Would you, what would your radio show sound like?
I would try to listen to the crowd I'm playing to, but if I'm super ego, it would be a really strange show.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, you have to know your audience, right? You know, if it's a metal, I would try to show new bands, you know, and because I feel that's what we're doing when we tour. We bring on younger bands and show the audience, like, here it is, you know.
Like Orbit Culture, like you were mentioning, yeah.
I mean, of course, Orbit Culture, they're amazing. They are out there amazing. Fit for an Autopsy, they're not young, but they're like amazing.
Up and coming. Yeah.
More people should listen to. Their last two albums are fantastic. But definitely Orbit Culture. That's the next generation of Swedish, you know, heavier bands, and they are worth a way bigger crowd, but they're gonna get there, you know. I see the hunger in their eyes, you know. But then back to the radio show. I mean, well, I would play stuff like that. Plus I would play you know, like as well to show, you know, the whole, because metal is such an amazing scene, and there's, you can do at least to me, it's there are no rules. You can do whatever, right? Yeah. Yeah, like whatever. No one should tell you what to and not to listen to.
You think it's ever a possibility to get like a metal tour, like to have like tourism when people come to Sweden, if they were to come to Stockholm or they'd come to, you know, anywhere. And, you know, there would be like a metalhead who tours through all of the iconic venues or record stores or different places. Do you think that would be possible?
The problem is a lot of things start shutting down. You know, can't find it. But I remember back in the early days when we were in Studio Fredman, when we recorded, you know, us and Dark Tranquillity at the gates and a lot of other bands recorded with people, all of a sudden it could be a knock on the door and there's a guy from Italy coming or Germany or, yeah, or Greece showing up and being like, they just want to see the sights. You know, we had to let them in, or had to, it was nice, but let them in for a day and they could just take some pictures and then, you know, but yeah, that was, to us, it was like, what, well, this is, because
this is just that, life.
Yeah. I mean, that studio was kind of a youth center in a way. Okay. You know, like the owner, Frederick, he's a big part in why a lot of our bands are where we are today, too, because he gave us a chance, you know, proper production and proper treatment. But it's so for us, it was just like, this is our youth center. And why do you want to take pictures of this? But you kind of you understand that now more, yeah. You know, you want to get the origins of the music and see the sights, as you say. But today I that studio it's not in the same place. A lot of venues are closed down, and so yeah,
I've seen people, you know, they go to Norway and they take pictures inside like the Helvete record store and stuff like that. It's like metal tourism in the next 10 years. We'll see if things, you know, as us metalheads get older and we start to, like, you know, get careers and get a little bit of money, maybe we'll be able to have a whole new economy with metal tourism.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
If any of these venues and places can stay, you know, along with, you know, all these tech companies that are, but don't get me started on all of that. Anyways, you know, I live in Seattle where Amazon took up half the city, you know, and everything's yeah. So anyways, so my last question for you, dude, if you could pick a scar on your body, show us if you can, but at least tell us the story of how you got the scar.
I won't take off my pants online, but I have those bike, you know, when I was younger and trying to bike around, hit the curbs, or some old skateboard accidents where I just, you know, yeah. So I have a few, but they're not deep, so it doesn't do anything. I don't have any stories like that, though. I have no, it's nothing that I'm gonna talk online about.
Well, you certainly thrashing back in your youth and you have the scars to prove it. So again, the 14 studio album by In Flames, For Gone, is coming out February 10th, 2023. You got some new singles available. You have a really cool pre-order vinyl box that's available with a couple different colors. Any final words for us today before you get ready to go sign some autographs and do a meet and greet?
I mean, if you still have a chance to come out and see us on this tour, you should. We're playing more old stuff than we ever done. Nice. next to the new stuff as well. I think the set list is well thought out by myself.
Nice.
for you know, who, whatever stage you are in when you listen to it, In Flames, you know. Yeah. If you were at the beginning or if you came in later, there's something for you there. So, and just now I'm just happy that I can be out here doing what I do, and it's because of people like you and the fans out there. So
absolutely. Anders, thank you so much for taking the time, man, and I'll talk to you later. Okay,
Trent, go listen to Sleep now.
There you go. Have a good one, man.
Thank you. Bye
bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.